The open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
The hearth you're talking about?
Uh-huh. And the things that you set the wood on.
The andirons.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that? Do you have your dog irons or fire dogs?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And the thing up above the fireplace?
Mantle.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
Say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
A dry hardwood, possibly.
What about that kind of rich pine that you could use? Do you have a special name for that?
And my husband would know all about that, and since I don't have a fireplace, I really couldn't take.
Do you ever hear of lighter or kindling?
I've heard of it.
That's lighter pine. That's the old longleaf pine roots.
Uh-huh.
They had so much turpentine and all that. They used them for torches and all, and to start fires with.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got the wrong one answering the questions.
What about... Say you could take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace and maybe it'd burn all night. Did you ever hear?
Well, I don't really know because I never was around a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, we had natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy wouldn't have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a chunk or back log or back stick?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of them.
Heard of? What did you hear it called?
Didn't even particularly notice what they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I really don't know that much about them.
What about the stuff that you shovel out of the fireplace?
The ashes.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
The soot.
Okay. And talk about things that you have in the room. The thing that you're sitting in.
Chair.
Uh-huh. What about this thing that I'm sitting on?
It's a sofa.
Any other names?
Couch.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Any old-fashioned names?
I've heard settee, but that
uh-huh.
is not something, you know. That
you wouldn't use that
word? No. Mm-mm.
What about the things that you could have in your bedroom for keeping your clothes in?
My grandmother had a, what they called a man's robe, or...
A what?
A man's robe.
What was that?
It was a cabinet on four legs that he had drawers in it and a place to hang his shirts and pants
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
You call that a man's robe?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it get that name?
How, I don't know. But he had one in his house.
Uh-huh.
And that was what he kept his clothes in. I guess it came down from the armors. They were smaller than the armors, but closets weren't being built, so this mm-hmm. was the type of furniture that was used.
What was the armor like?
An armor was a tremendous cabinet. Like with doors mm-hmm. that you stored the clothes in. And my grandmother's house has those in it.
Could you hang the clothes up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything similar to it? You mentioned the man's robe.
It was just a smaller version
mm-hmm.
of the armor. And the armor was in houses that had the high ceilings.
Uh-huh.
But they did not build closets in those days, and this was like one of our closets, modern day closets that have the separate places for your drawers and your hanging things. So.